Hi, how are you?
Can I start you with something to drink while you look over the menu?
We servers say this dozens of times every shift, but today most of us have to work a little harder to be enthusiastic at our tables. The seafood restaurant where I work, which shall remain nameless, is open every day of the year, which means most of the staff spends at least part of their Thanksgiving and Christmas here.
You could make a little bit of money, but in the grand scheme of things, it's just really not worth it.
That's Anna Gilfeather, who, like me, is working her third Thanksgiving at the restaurant. She can't understand why our guests choose to spend the day here.
I mean, you could sit at home on your couch, watch TV, watch football like the rest of America. No, they'd rather sleep to Beverly Hills and have mediocre turkey, since we are in fact a fish house.
It's hard not to feel a little resentful that you're stuck working on a holiday and serving a Thanksgiving dinner that you can't enjoy with your own family.
Who wants the turkey dinner?
The turkey dinner?
But regardless, our staff tries to give customers a pleasant dining experience and service with a smile. Unfortunately, sometimes that isn't enough. This is the most hyped up dinner of the year, and many people have high expectations for it.
Every single thing they were not happy with, not happy.
Sam Candelaria's party of seven was annoyed before they even sat down for dinner. They had to wait for their table, then their drinks took too long, and their turkey was too dry. Candelaria says one woman at the table was unsatisfied with just about every aspect of the meal. He said he was patient with her, but
the breaking point came when after they ordered desserts, and then 5 minutes later they were complaining about, where are my desserts, where are my desserts? I came out with a tray of cups and the coffee and the plates, and I said, who wants coffee? And then she said, I don't want coffee until I have my desserts. And she goes, the kicker. She turned around and says, you just ruined my Thanksgiving.
During our busiest hour, when the restaurant was packed and most servers wore a look of panic, I saw many angry customers complaining to a manager or just looking generally unhappy. It's these kind of people who really ruin the day for us. It definitely doesn't feel good to hear that you're responsible for a holiday down the drain.
My impulse was to drop the tray of coffee and just turn around and leave. I just wanted to look at her and say, you know what? You're with your family. I mean, that's a nice thing. I mean, I have to work. But I'm thankful that my family is not like yours.
The problem is, our restaurant usually doesn't do business on such a large scale. So we run out of things, don't have enough people working, and are just not as organized as we should be.
We're waiting for a professional. Who's table?
Nine.
You don't know which table?
Nine.
I got it.
People were just waiting and waiting and waiting. We're like, we need a server. Yeah, Thanksgiving was definitely ruined for quite a few people this evening because of our kitchen and our service.
But despite the complaints and the despair, some people had a perfectly enjoyable day at our restaurant, and we'll be back again next year.
Good.
Many parties left happy, and some servers didn't let the stress or angry customers get them down. Christian Amagu is from Cameroon, Africa, so he's never celebrated Thanksgiving.
Today was just another day. It was like a regular day to me.
I talked with Amagu as he wrapped up some leftover turkey and stuffing to take home. He says he feels for his coworkers who wanted to be with their families today, but still got sick of their complaining.
The other thing is, you know, this is your workplace. Might as well work, do what you do every day, and not complain about being here because that's where you make your living.
Maybe it takes someone who doesn't even celebrate the holiday to remind us that this is a day to be grateful, no matter where you are. But for those who weren't, hopefully tomorrow will be better.
Screw this place.
I know we servers will be in better spirits, at least until Christmas. In Beverly Hills, this is Lindsay Watts, Annenberg Radio News.